HKX Mobile.
KN4 TFW Mobile.
Morning, Ken. Man, that campground up here filled up quick, didn't it? On the end of 290.
It was filling up last Saturday when I went by. Then when I came back by, it was, you know, twice as full.
There's an empty spot in it now.
A name or advertisement?
Scene.
Well, I started to say for the construction people, but that's a lot of work for the construction people.
Especially since they're almost done. I mean, that's another month and a half. I think they're supposed to be done, something like that.
Gated.
They got the campers crammed right on top of one another, too.
That one or two trees would have been nice.
Dave, you want it? You don't need that. It's overrated on your vacation or time away.
I seen on the news this far left, the real field this weekend supposed to be in the hundreds.
I hadn't looked this morning, but they were calling for thunderstorms and stuff like that up around the house all weekend. So, probably quite a bit cooler.
That ain't happening until like Monday or Tuesday here.
I hadn't looked this morning because it tends to change on an hourly basis anymore.
Till that morning so I can walk outside and see what it's going to be.
Sorry, I was navigating that four-way stop. But, so you ready to make the trip up the mountain?
Now I got all the grass cut last night. Tonight it'll be, you know, hooking up the camper and putting in there what we're going to put in there. Probably not going to put much in there right now because, I mean, I'm only going up for that, you know, the night. And then we're in Kentucky, so I won't need anything till really next weekend.
You're going to really start your camping trip is next weekend?
Sure, we'll be there, I guess it's like the 29th. And then Susan will be there from the 29th all the way through, man, I don't know, it must be the 17th, 18th, something like that.
A nice long break then.
4TFW. Yeah, the restaurant's closed for 2 weeks, but they talked about closing a little bit longer because they have to, they're doing some remodeling, and the guy that was the head of the remodeling, he passed away, so I think they think it's going to take a little bit longer than they thought.
Take longer than we thought nowadays.
That. Probably the first, second, and third, I'll just drive from up there to work. That'll be the last days I have to work until like the, I think it's the 15th.
I'm going to take most of the week off of the 4th. If I do, it ain't going to be doing much.
Your customers are taking off, right?
A few of them are.
We're not real profitable to drive that big truck.
Weeks where everybody's closed, it's not, but you just gotta make that call. Everybody's route's different.
Radio sounded, I got the power turned down.
Not like you normally do, I couldn't tell the difference.
On that.
Until tomorrow.
Off most of the week.
He was telling me that he had a choice between working Tuesday and Friday or whatever, and he told him to give whatever the other guys wanted, he'd take whatever was left.
One day we'll be able to do that.
By the time I get to that point.
Probably right.
So it's blame expensive to do anymore. It's hard to plan for retirement.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure it out, what I can get by with, how much I need to work, or, you know, what I need to do.
I don't know. I went and talked to several retirement planners and stuff like that. And, man, I just don't get a good feeling when I go talk to them. Just not being trustworthy. So it's hard to, I haven't been able to find anybody that I can trust.
And I think all of them want you to invest in something, right?
To me, it made it sound like a get-rich-quick scheme, and I know those don't work. So I just, I don't know, it's a point where it's terrifying to think about it.
You know, I could start drawing, you know, next year, or I could draw now on that, but man, that just cuts my benefits for the rest of my life, you know what I mean, until I'm locked in at that amount. It's like, man, I almost really need to stay a few more years and pick up a few more $100 a month. Probably going to make a huge difference. Hang on a second. I'm back.
I'm still here. I'm trying to get me something to drink on this bouncy road down 290.
Than it ever has been.
Plan on coming in and repaving it after they get done tearing it up.
When I went up 25 the other day in the car, it's like, man, I hate to drag my camper up through here.
Doing it every day. Probably think I'm drunk, dodging potholes.
Things are going with everybody moving in here and everything and causing the price of everything to go up, and then your homeowner's taxes keep going up and everything. It's on a fixed income. I don't know how you're going to continue to make it.
Well, I don't know what the answer is, and the outcome is pretty bleak looking.
You'd like an acre of property, and that you can park a camper on it and just live out there.
W2JKT.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm working toward right now.
Good morning there, KN4TFW.
Patrick will let me park my camper somewhere on his property and I can just be a hermit.
Seriously considering it.
People are seriously considering it. I mean, you start looking around and there's actually a lot of people out there doing that exact thing.
Well, they charged me $900 taxes on my camper just because they thought I might be living out of it. And then you got to go down there every year and dispute it, and then you can only get it knocked down by about half.
Taxes on my camper are about $80 a year.
It's pretty easy to tell whether it's not your primary residence since you own a home and are paying for it.
This year was 400 and something on my camper.
North Carolina.
I got a radio question for you.
Go ahead.
I started this week, but on the, you know, since I put in the dash cam, and I can't believe that has anything to do with it, but on the 285, whenever I key the mic, the power goes off on the radio, and as soon as you unkey it, it comes back on, but it only does it on the 285 on 50 watts.
Have your dash cam plugged into power.
The radio?
I believe, but it's possible that you've added just like a length of wire hanging out there on your power lines, and it's somehow resonating at RF and causing issues with the power supply of the radio. Cam, does it stop doing it?
Try that.
And see if you can, you know, have a smoking gun for, you know, if the camera's plugged in, it doesn't do it. If the camera's not plugged in, or the camera is plugged in, it does do it.
285 down to 10 watts, and it didn't do it then.
Yeah, you're just, you know, getting some RF on your DC power lines now with that extra cable hanging off there.
It's just resonant on just one frequency?
Yeah. Got tires all over the road up here. The 500 yards in front of me blew a tire and left the road gator for me to drive through, and then it blew another tire behind it as I passed it. That was no fun.
I'm running them super singles, and that if a big piece of that comes off, it'll destroy your car if you hit it.
My first big piece. Question?
It was hard to believe that it would only do it at just that one frequency.
It could be, you know, the length of the cable. It could be, you know, the filtering components on the inputs of the power supply have some, you know, pull there at that frequency. Who knows, right? But I would just try that experiment, you know, take the camera, unplug it, and see if it still does it. And, you know, and if it doesn't, then, you know, maybe it's something else.
See where they got 14 inches of snow out west?
They can keep it K4HK.
I would love to have one good snow every year, but only one.
I'd like to see at least one good one every year.
Gentlemen, KO4MUF.
KO4HK, and I'm good without having any.
Good morning, Jody. KN4GFW.
Good morning, Jody. W2JKT. Hey, did I tell you guys what happened with the dog rescue last week?
I believe so.
Somebody got some scratch together and helped the animal rescue buy this old abandoned movie studio in Shelby that had like 25 acres of land. And one of the things that they want to do is make a small RV park on the property so that people can come in and park their RVs and do some volunteer work for the rescue. So I thought that was pretty cool. But we were going through the movie studio over the weekend, and this guy had, his name is Earl Owensby, a B-movie, you know, action movie actor from, you know, like the 70s and 80s. But he built his own studio, and yeah, so we were going through this place, and just like tons and tons of VHS tapes still in the shrink wrap, and the original movie film reels from his movies that were, you know, gotten back from all the theaters once the movies were no longer being played in theaters. So like hundreds and hundreds of cans of movie film, and just all kinds of cool stuff in this place. I mean, the roof has caved in, and everything's water damaged, and, you know, a lot of work to do, but it was a cool thing.
Sounds pretty neat. And ain't no telling what you'll find in there.
Abandoned for like 20 or so years, and, you know, the guy's been in a nursing home for at least that many years. And, yeah, it was, you know, the place has gone to vagrancy for a while. You know, a lot of the electrical cable's been cut out of it and stuff, so a lot of things to fix. But, yeah, finding some weird stuff in there. They want me to help them build the RV park because I've got the most RV experience out of anybody at the rescue. So I'm going to try to design, probably get like 6 spots in there. They've got 25 acres, and we're going to build 100 by 100 foot pads that are fenced in with a gate opener so people with dogs can come and, you know, let their dogs run around in the campsite. So that's going to be like something I've always wanted to do, is have like a dog-friendly RV park. And I get to build it.
It would be pretty neat. I mean, 100 by 100, that's plenty enough for camper and dogs to run. Only problem you're going to see is people knowing how to back a camper up, taking the fence down.
True. Pretty neat. It's a good ideal. For some more fun on the northbound side this morning.
Closed again. I just saw the road sign. They just made it be generic. They said expect lane closures. Didn't tell you which one.
It's backed up at milepost 77 going, you know, south. It looks like they've just about stopped it. There's a cop up there, and they didn't have it closed, but they've necked down to one lane for a bit there.
It's like you're going to have to put you one of them chicken bands in so you can find out what the road's doing ahead of you every morning.
He caught me, I guess it was Tuesday morning. It wasn't bad, but it was like, man, it just necks down from 4 lanes to 1, you know, and it's like the right lane's closed, and then as soon as it opens, it tells you the left lane's closed, and it's like, man, what a catastrophe. KN4TFW.
A mile, maybe 3/4 of a mile of backup right now, so not awful, but you might want to think of an alternative route. Good. How you doing this morning?
Good. Just making my way into that job thing.
Big pipe job, so we go locate other pipes and do this and do that. It just makes it for a long day.
How you doing this morning, Jody?
It's good. It's not bad at all. It looks great, man. You know, it don't hurt. Shoot, it's good. A little bit, so that tells me it's healing.
After that, well, I'm glad it wasn't no worse than it was. That could have been a little bit worse.
What happened to you, Jody? Yeah, that could have been a lot worse. Oh, I stepped off the machine and moved a piece of clump of, vines and stuff and grass off of a blade. And then I went to turn and a stick grabbed my foot and tripped me. And I caught the corner of the blade with my shin.
Not very fun.
I think I got to use his first aid kit.
He's in the forest and there's no one around to hear it. Does he still make a sound?
Thin bone too, so that's pretty thin skin right there. Not a big one, but it put a decent little gash in it. It bled a little bit. We just stuck a Band-Aid on it and went on about our business. Get home and go, hey, I need you to help me fix this. And she looks at me and she goes, butthole, what'd you do?
Be careful. She won't let you come out and play anymore.
She knows that's typical for me. Back out there messing around with anything?
I've been back out there. But other than that, no. I've had too much going on through the week.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to jump out of here. I got customers coming at me already. So y'all have a safe trip on into work. Good to talk to you. And be careful out there. KO4HKX. And I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, guys.
7-3, Patrick. Have a good day. KM4TFW.
7-3, Patrick. Have a good day and stay safe. This is W2JKT73.
Have a great day, Mr. Patrick. We'll catch you out here later on. KO4MUF.
And I'm going to jump off here at the 75 and then take it over to the business 85. Head in the orange keeps getting bigger.
Other officers, like Steve, as the next exit down, looked like they were getting ready to maybe close it.
I seen the cruise advertised the other day. It was a 3-year cruise.
To do that.
137 countries, 382 stops.
About the norovirus.
Do that.
We double, Jody, sorry.
From UF, I agree with you. You couldn't pay me to do that on a three-year cruise on a boat.
Sanitary as those boats are, and everybody getting norovirus and, throwing up all the time. Forget that.
Of a cruise, it had to be a smaller ship, wouldn't you think?
It had to be bigger. Have more room to move.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Eric.
I have a buffet, and that's where everybody gets sick.
And the ship needs to be bigger, so you got more room to move around.
They were saying that a lot of people nowadays are just living on the cruise line. You know, we talked about it just getting so darn expensive to stay anywhere. It was just cheaper to stay on the cruise line.
Board.
About a week, much less 3 years.
Going on a Norwegian cruise line, and he was saying the other day that they specifically prohibit ham radios on board.
I wonder why.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
They cruised with two hams on it. They were fighting over a frequency or something.
The old story is, some people do some dumb stuff to make everybody else pay for it.
Imagine the licensing issues. You'd have to have a reciprocal license at every port of call. You're fine in international waters with a U.S. license, but like once you put into a port, if you're stomping on the local regulations, I can see where it would cause some grief for the cruise line.
Set up a wire antenna on that thing.
Can I hang
buddy pole out of my port window.
2,300 feet of coax.
Okay. I'm heavier than normal this morning. I'm kind of worried about it down here.
Traffic was terrible. Plans for the weekend.
A wine shop on Saturday, but tomorrow night we're going to have an evening on the patio with the boys, and then Sunday we're going to go on a long bike ride.
Cartersville, Georgia. It's a celebration of life for my wife's, one of her aunts and daughters who passed away a few months ago, but they passed away within like a week apart.
Hate to hear that. And I know where that is. I used to live just north of there, Daresville.
We're going to Blairsville. I figured I'd take advantage of it, run by DX Engineering, pick me up an antenna and some parts and stuff like that on the way down.
And for tomorrow to East Flat Rock, right there off of 26. But then we're only going to spend the one night, leave the camper there, and I got to go to Kentucky to that new grandbaby.
Daresville is, too. I used to live in Atlanta, so, sorry to hear about that, but, it's the circle of life, man.
There are a bunch of them getting together just to, you know, celebrate it or whatever, so she wants to go down there to it, so we're going to head down there Saturday morning.
Be up there in Flat Rock, you know, for a month, especially the week after the 4th and everything, and you guys good to maybe get together again there at the Cracker Barrel or some other place?
Let me know where and when, and we'll be there.
Okay, guys, Eric. Just camping up in Flat Rock. Me and Jody and Patrick and Leon, we all got together there at the Cracker Barrel for dinner one night. Off of 26, and I think it's exit 53 or 54, something like that. About at the 26 and the 25 interchange.
Depends. It's hard for me to do anything in the evenings with the kids and everything, but if the schedules work out, it could happen.
Can just, I guess it's going to end up being about a once a year deal. But yeah.
Get together more often, right?
I was thinking of seeing if you guys wanted to come up for the Shelby Ham Fest, because that's usually a good one, and I'll have my camper parked there on the grounds, so at least have some an air-conditioned place to retreat to.
I'm sorry, Eric. I plan on being up there for the Shelby Ham Fest. I'm going to get rid of a few things, so it's Friday and Saturday, right?
Sunday, but it's usually done by Saturday afternoon because everybody starts to leave.
I said Friday, Saturday. Yeah, we're planning on being up there Friday and Saturday.
Yep. Work for me. I'm all the way down at Honey Island. The gate. So I'm going to say 7-3 to you guys. You guys have an awesome day and be safe out there and that. And I'll catch you guys later. KN4 TFW.
Ken, have a great, safe day. We'll talk to you again soon. This is W2JKT.
Good day. Hope it's a good one for you. 7-3, KF4MUF.
I'm a member of the Shelby Club, so, they're going to hook me up with a spot for my camper at the Ham Fest. It's funny because, you know, I was up for the Ham Fest in 2021 with my camper, and that's the week that I met Courtney in Shelby. It's amazing how that one Ham Fest, changed my life so much.
Absolutely. But I was listening to a couple of hams on the radio the other day talking, and they were saying something about it used to be at a different place. When it was there, it was better.
Ham Fest has always been at the Cleveland County Fairgrounds. They might have been talking about Dayton, because it used to be at Dayton, but now it's Xenia.
Might have been it, but I know I heard Shelby, and then they were talking about something else on it, so... might have been just something different on it. You know, I was kind of like a squirrel.
Dayton Ham Fest about a month ago, so not even. So that might have been what they were talking about, because, you know, the Dayton Ham Fest moved a couple of years ago, and at first everybody was all worried about it, but it turns out the new place is better, so that's probably what they were talking about.
that's probably what it was, too, because it was, I think it was over this past weekend when they were talking.
Good, but you can actually go in a week before, if you're camping. You can show up, I think, on Monday before and stay for up to a week. So I think a lot of people that come in from out of town do that, and then a lot of the HamFest business happens before the HamFest is even open to the public, because it's just a bunch of guys that come in with their campers and just buy and sell to each other, and then they're done by the time the public can get in there. And so there's really, they've had issues with, you know, people just like, you know, coming in Friday, coming in Saturday morning, and like Saturday lunchtime, the place is a ghost town.
I see that, and that's why I want to go on Friday, because I know, you know, if things are going to be buying out, reselling and buying, Friday's going to be the better day for the public.
I'm actually taking that day off from work. I'm going to set up my camper on that Monday because, you know, I'm in the club, and so they'll just hook me up with it. So my camper is going to be there all week. And, you know, for the, I might even stay there Thursday night, see if Courtney and the boys want to go camp out there at the campground and then get up Friday morning first thing and wander around. You know, they came with me a couple of years ago, and they kind of, you know, the kids kind of enjoyed it because they get funnel cakes and junk food and stuff. But, you know, we might make a day of it again this year.
What time is it open up on Friday? I haven't looked at the final schedule of it.
Yeah, it's going to be on the website.
Okay, so we'll come up early and stay up there Friday and stay Friday night, finish out Saturday and come on back Saturday. Well, like you said, I'll be gone by noontime Saturday because it's pretty dead from then on.
Here Friday night?
Set up, take down, and just go get a room.
My camper if you want.
Well, you're not staying out there?
We have a house like a half a mile from the fairgrounds, so we don't really have to.
Well, we'll talk about that. I might take you up on that.
No problem at all. We actually have two houses, so I have all kinds of ways to accommodate people, so it wouldn't be a big deal at all.
At four. Yeah, that would be fun.
Shelby, I had a house across town from Courtney, and then after about a year, her neighbors announced that they were moving to Japan, so I quick sold the house that I just bought and bought their house from them, so now she and I own two houses next door to each other in a cute little neighborhood, so it's nice to have a little bit of a spread because we have, you know, all the extra space for dogs and stuff.
Absolutely, that's a good deal.
Medical, so I didn't hear you if you responded to that.
I did. I said, absolutely. I said, that's a good deal.
And every time I go through the exit 51 interchange, I lose the repeater completely to noise.
That's a good deal that you did that.
Seeing the sunrise this morning.
It's starting to kick. It's going to be a warm one.
At 90s for a few days, aren't we?
Sunday? About to pull into my destination here at Singer's old place, or Ridge's old place, which you work. So I'm going to say 7-3s to you, and hopefully we can catch you back out here tomorrow morning.
Thanks for keeping me company this morning. You have a great day and stay safe. And I should be in tomorrow morning too, so we'll talk to you then. So W2JKT73.
F4MUS.